The Gentleman's Review.
Welcome, welcome, one and all.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 110 of The Gentleman's Review.
I'm 110.
Wow.
Already.
110. It's like a century and a tenth of a century again.
Wow.
That's a remarkable thing.
You are clever at maths.
Yeah.
It's like a clever counting octopus.
Yeah.
Walked into the room. And called itself Simon. Are we going to listen to this all day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's better.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye theme tune. Bye-bye.
There was all music in my head.
Fuck off theme tune.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Fuck right up your fucking fucker. Fuck Tuesdays.
Bye. Yeah.
See you next Tuesday, theme tune.
Yeah, that's all that fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing this job 2 minutes and I've already been criticised, so what else can we do?
Start as you mean to go on.
Start with ineptitude. Yeah. Do we not do the fade out thing anymore? I thought we just did it nice and slowly.
We do, but quicker than that.
Yeah. Honestly. He's so picky. So what have we all been up to?
Fuck all.
In the last, how long has it been? It's been like a year since we've recorded anything.
A week, isn't it?
Yeah, nearly a month. Well, it has been a month, actually, because...
A month since recording, because, yeah, the mini breaks it up, doesn't it?
I put it out two weeks later as well, if you remember, so... So it's quite a long time.
Well...
Quite a long time.
An age.
It's the last one before the Megapoddy!
Megapoddy!
So today is, plug the fuck out of that, really.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Plug it hard! Megapoddy!
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, so you all better be listening to that.
Yeah, Megapoggy! Oh, I'm plugging you hard! I'm plugging you hard like a tard!
It's not really, it's just clapping.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Clapping his cock.
Yeah.
Clappy cock, clacky cock.
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood today.
Oh, yeah.
The sun's come out. It's gone away again now.
Yeah, but it has done.
Yeah.
It's the first bit of sunniness we've seen for a while, isn't it?
There were like kids playing in the park and shit and they didn't have coats on.
Yeah, and Tom came in this morning and said, it's the first day of spring today. He said, it's very springy today. He said, it's definitely spring, he said, as he walked through the door.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I fucking didn't.
Hey, he's always like that. He's sickeningly cheerful and optimistic as Tom.
Then
he's
sat down.
It fucking nauseates me.
Sat down on an eight and eats.
I love the sun, me.
Entire bucket of fruity cheese then.
I hate the sun and everything it stands for. I wouldn't have even been here if I hadn't sort of woken up about 25 past 12 and looked at my phone and saw I got a text from Andy saying, do you want a lift? fuck, are we recording?
Yes.
And to make up for it, you get to drive.
That's a bit of excitement.
Yeah.
I get to press the button and twiddle the knob and stuff. Like meet Martin whenever I want.
People do that in life now. They just put a bucket over my head.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's very annoying, really.
It's got all leg boxes sellotaped on the inside.
Yeah. And then they put a pillow up it.
Aww. Up the bucket or up it?
Up it.
Nasty. Still, at least it's absorbent.
Yeah, you know.
That's what counts.
Well, it's quite frightening having a bucket put on your head.
Yeah.
For leg boxers.
Yeah.
And I often hear just the strains in the distance, just the strains of Vera Lynn being punched.
Oh.
It's awful, really.
She makes a good noise when she's punched, though.
Yeah.
She does. She says...
They say if you listen very carefully while Vera Lynn's being punched, you can hear the waves breaking on the white cliffs of Dover.
If you play that backwards, you can hear like Hitler.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I always hear Hitler.
Yeah, you're telling me to kill people.
No, he sort of generally tells me to lie down, read a book, occasionally have a bit of a wank.
All right.
He doesn't even sound German anymore.
That's oddly measured of him.
But he definitely insists he's Hitler.
Has he calmed down in his old age?
Well, people do, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah, calm down. Get a bit more racist.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to Vera Lynn's vagina, you actually can hear the Luftwaffe bombing a puppy.
A puppy? Why do they have to bomb puppies?
Because they're evil, aren't they?
Bastards.
Germans, weren't they?
Yeah.
Nazis.
I thought you were suggesting that puppies are evil. Puppies are not evil.
Some puppies are evil.
Puppies are not evil.
None of them?
Not even one. There's never been an evil puppy ever.
No. Oh, that's odd, isn't it?
You'd have thought there'd have been at least a few.
Not evil puppies.
Yeah, even Hitler shot his dog at the end, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what haven't I done yet? Not long. Oh, shoot a puppy. Blam.
I've now completed my I Spy book of bastard.
Brace yourself, Eva. Here we go.
But yeah, so...
No, this sun really getting me down, because I'm still mourning the loss of the snow, because I've enjoyed it. We've had quite a bit up here. I don't know about you lot over on the wrong side of the Pennines, but...
We've not had a great deal in Yamank. It's tended to just sort of melt and go slushy quite quickly.
Yeah.
And once again, we've had a year where we've had a bit of snow, but not enough to stop the train, so I've still had to go to fucking work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Horrid.
What is the point of that? The whole point of snow is that I get the day off.
Yeah, trains are difficult to stop these days because they've got electric heaters on the front of them.
Yeah.
Melts the snow as they go along.
Yeah.
Flamethrowers.
Wow, that's clever.
Yeah. They're like little fan heaters they bought from Argos and just stick them on the front.
Oh, they do it like that. Because I knew there was an experimental one where they just strapped a load of laser pointers to the front.
Yeah.
Pointing 20 yards ahead in the hope that the lasers would melt the snow a bit ahead of them. And then, obviously, you could focus it just on the tracks, so you're not wasting energy heating the sleepers and things like that.
That was it.
Yeah.
It's laser precision.
Yeah, they had to get rid of it, because they sort of bumped into a buffer at one point and then blinded a bus driver going past.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, yeah.
Did anybody else in the country have people blinding bus drivers with laser pointers, or was it just Halifax?
I don't know.
It was a lovely little
tradition
for a while.
Wow. Yeah.
You can have a tradition for a while. I don't know if it does. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they have any of them actually get blinded?
No.
Was it just attempts at blinding?
It was just attempts. I mean, they went home afterwards and just had a couple of weeks off, you know.
God, I hate bus drivers. Yeah. Oh, we bitched about bus drivers before. Yeah. You can't have too much.
No.
Oh, no, they warrant as much complaint as you can give them, really, I think, don't they?
Yeah. They all should win the Miserable Bastard of the Year award.
Awful, awful people.
Yeah. I mean, they're very handy for getting me to work occasionally when I use him, but I usually just walk.
Yeah.
But are they as bad as taxi drivers?
I don't know. I always get on well with taxi drivers.
Don't know. We've got some proper cunty ones in Manchester.
They seem to be disproportionately arsehole-y in Manchester.
Yeah.
I mean, you usually expect mini cab drivers to be a bit sort of.
Yeah.
A bit cockish on the roads, but the black cab drivers in Manc are just as bad as well.
When it comes to actual driving, then the ones around here are maniacs, but
well, yeah.
they're pleasant enough to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
You can either have a nice sort of two-way conversation with them about whatever subject comes up, or if you don't fancy talking at all, you can just say, have you been watching the cricket? And they'll do the talking all the way through.
Ah,
yeah, that's great.
I usually go for, because I don't want to start them on cricket necessarily, because it would expose my ignorance of it, so I usually
Well, you don't have to do any talking.
Well, I suppose, but yeah. I usually go for, been busy tonight. And that generally gets you gets you from town back to Silverbridge anyway. Yeah.
As long as you can generally nod and agree that regardless of where they are in the world rankings, Pakistan are and always have been the best test side ever, then, you know, you'll be laughing.
I usually end up talking about religion to them. I don't mean to, but it just seems to happen.
That's because you're just some rampant evangelist, aren't you?
Will you be the next pope, Martin?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, you're a Catholic.
You're probably allowed, aren't you?
You're like talking about religion and shit.
I was a former Catholic.
Yeah, well, that's near enough.
You look all right in a white nightie.
Lapsed. I've never worked out why it's lapsed. Lapsed. So, you know, you might lapse on your insurance payments, but lapsing as a Catholic.
No, I think it's from the tradition that when you start having doubts of faith, you have to go and sit in the priest's lap and he talks to you.
Go sit on his knee.
Yeah.
And he goes, now then, Martin, if you don't start believing in God, I'm going to touch your winkle.
Yeah. And then, you know...
even if you do, probably, but...
Yeah.
You know, if you doubt several times, then they'll pass you up to the bishop, and you'll gradually go through all the laps of the
That'll be it, yeah,
of the whatever the subdivision of Catholicism that covers an area is.
Yeah, and then if they can't convince
parish
you to come,
or whatever,
yeah, if they can't convince you to come back, they excommunicate you.
Yeah.
Obviously,
the Catholics get like more aggressively rapey the higher up the hierarchy you go.
Possibly. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's how you get promoted.
Yeah.
Why you get like a little spotter's book that you put stamps in as
By the time you get to Pope, you're a full-on gangbanger.
That's why the Pope's knackered.
Yeah, mm. That's it.
Can't manage it anymore,
he's
poor fellow.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly up to his vestments in it.
Yeah. It is a good example this week, though, of how Twitter just now alerts me to anything that's interesting happening in the news. Sorry, my leg's been eaten by Dill.
You've obviously stood in something very interesting because yeah. Dill is licking the bottom of your boot.
Well, enjoy.
I'll be kissing you later, Dill, I won't be.
Yeah. No, just suddenly get started getting tweets through about the Pope. Well, all right, something's happened to the Pope.
Yes.
I'll go on the internet and have a look.
Yes.
The same with all these asteroids.
Yeah, I enjoyed the asteroids. They were funny.
I enjoyed watching the videos. Yeah. They almost looked as realistic as the ones in the movies.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Most impressed, aren't we?
Yeah, I did particularly like
Not Lisa's tea all over her, sorry.
Lisa's got hot tits.
What happened there?
Yeah.
Well, one.
Where was I? Oh, yes, there was some great footage from I'm assuming it must have been a security camera, wasn't it? Looking down into the yard.
Yeah.
And it was coming over the top.
I've not seen that.
And it did look like a scene from Independence Day with a sort of shadow. Although it was rather than a shadow, it was actually a bright light going over the top. But yeah, it's fascinating. Just seeing it. It looked right good, it did. Yeah, we should have a few over here. It might bring in the tourists.
Yeah, how do you go about making that happen then?
I think you just got to.
Why has our lazy government not done that yet?
I think you just need to throw a brick from the International Space Station and that sort of does it when it's sort of in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been following that guy in the International Space Station on Twitter?
No. Which guy?
Commander Thingamabob.
No.
All right. Is he good?
Who am he?
He is. He's
funny.
He's a Canadian guy up on the International Space Station.
Yes.
And he sends interesting pictures of the planet at night. And you can see all of Britain all light lit up.
Oh, yes. I saw one that had sort of Britain and Ireland.
Yeah,
the other night. But that was forwarded from somebody else, but yeah.
Yeah, he's dead good. And he's really funny as well. He does occasionally quite funny things. I think I asked him to go out and go for a wank or something in his spacesuit, and he refused to. But,
what a tease.
Yeah.
It's this asteroid that passed. Oh, this was last night, wasn't it? Or just about in the last 24 hours?
Yes, I think it was last night, yeah.
Yes, you were supposed to be able to see it somewhere near the plough.
Yeah, right. If you had a telescope.
Stood outside for 3 hours.
Naked eye.
No, it wasn't naked eye visible, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, they reckoned it was. It was just very small. That's what they said on the news last night.
Gotcha. Not on the news I watched.
I wasn't watching it. I was on
radio. This is radio news. Radio news is the thing.
Yeah. Sorry, Martin. We about to say something about this asteroid.
No, I was just making a joke. That was all. Smoking joke was all.
Yeah. Oh, well, better luck next time.
You said it was near the plough, and I said I stood outside that pub for 3 hours.
That was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Let's do it again next week.
Yeah. Bye, folks.
So, yeah, March the 15th.
March the 15th.
Yes.
Red Nose Day, starting at noon on Red Nose Day. Noon. We shall be doing a 5-hour podcast. Not 9 hours like last time. You know, 9 hours.
No, that would be stupid.
That's for amateurs, you know, 9 hours. You know,
yes, as we proved.
Yes.
Quite conclusively.
Very much. If you want to sponsor us, please go to justgiving.com/megapoddy.
Megapoddy.
And we have a £400 target to try and make on the day.
Is that what we did last time?
We did we tried to do 500 last time and we made 1,000. So.
Yeah.
But this is, we're in the middle of a recession. And
yeah, we're not going to get as much of it.
I will be surprised if we actually hit the 400.
Yeah.
Still, you never know.
But we do have £7 so far.
Ooh,
hey.
Donated by me while I was testing the new website.
Yeah. Thanks, Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there no way you can email Just Giving and get them to give it to you back? Yeah, no, I was just testing the counter. Can I have my money back?
I don't think that's done.
Is it not?
No, it's not a done thing to do.
Blimey, why do they expect people to use them to raise money and they won't even refund your testing cash?
They really should have some sort of... But then again, they don't really set it up for you to do that. You know, it's something you have to do slightly dodgily. Yeah. But
I bet buskers get to take out the handful of change that they threw in the hat at the beginning of the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they should be able to, you know. That's,
they probably get to take all of it.
So, on the day so far, we've got confirmed an Alan Bennett's erotic diary.
Ooh.
Ooh.
George Pym is going to give us a call.
Hey.
Michael Legg. Jeremy Allsoak's going to give us a little bit of a thing from somewhere.
Yeah.
There's Dab and Tench in Africa. Yeah. The Doctor Who 50th anniversary hour, or half hour, depending on how we're fixed.
Half hour. still recovering from the last one.
And some random sketches that we're going to do live during the day just to keep us going, really.
And some shit.
Wow. And that and shit. And
us just chantering away for the rest of it.
So if you want to join in, you can go to thegentlemansreview.com on the day, and there will be, the entire front page will be taken over by ants.
Yes.
Ants. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and it
like
will
an
have
ant farm.
It will have all the information you need to donate and listen and stuff. This time you can listen on more devices than you could last time. You could only really listen on the internet, and a couple of phones could do it. Now pretty much all phones should be able to listen to into
wowza.
It.
Cool.
And, wow.
Other people should be able to sit on your face and you'll be
it's
able to still hear it.
It's a technological marvel.
Certainly is.
Yeah. And it also means there's no excuse.
Well, if that's not worth a couple of quid in the bucket, I don't know what is.
We know you're at work during that day, but why not take the day off just to listen to us?
Well, why not listen to us at work?
Yeah.
If you live in a sort of forward-thinking world where people pay you to go into a place where you're not completely, you know, made to feel like a terrible, terrible waste of humanity.
Yeah. Or even if you are, as long as you've got a computer.
Yeah, listening. Yeah. Send us some money.
And it wasn't guaranteed, even if you are working in a very strict environment, we probably won't make you laugh that much. So, you know, no one's going to notice.
No,
giveaway, yeah.
We'll tell you if somebody funny is about to ring in.
Switch off for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. I just switched on my phony thing and I thought I was looking at our stream, but there was a woman going on about a vagina. And that wasn't very nice.
Good lord.
Yes. Unfortunate, if you ask me.
On the internet?
On the internet.
Vaginas? On the internet?
It's.
I've never heard of such a thing.
They have those now?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
I think we should get this out of the way now, because it's quite a short section, because we haven't had many responses. I called...
Was it question time?
Yes, I asked Twitter what that smell was.
All right.
Mm.
And the first person said, and this is LT Jones, mashed horse.
Nah. It's the best way to eat horse, I think. Mm. We've got here, the next one is from Mr. Stephen Henry.
Yeah.
It's our new dog, Bronte. He likes to get as many balls as possible into his mouth.
Aww.
And he's attached a picture on the Twitter of his little dog, his little scampany with two balls in his mouth.
Border terrier with two balls.
Yeah.
There we go.
That is cute. Go on Twitter and find that.
In fact, I've just retweeted it now, so if you happen to see that retweet appear, then you can match it up in your mind.
Yeah.
Mikey UKHC.
Mikey!
Suggested that the smell is sweet, sweet success.
Woohoo!
Well, happy day to you, the Gentleman's Review podcast.
Oh,
ain't that nice?
Bloody nice of him, yeah.
It's really nice. Kretmeister says, I've no idea. It stinks of a mixture of schwitzer and meaty shit.
Ew.
Ooh.
I mean, either of those on their own is nice, but together.
Yeah, they don't go, do they?
Oh, that was a great detective series, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Mighty Blackout says, that will be all the other podcasts going stale in comparison to yours.
Oh.
Suck up. Zing.
Yeah.
That's because ours has gone stale and turned into a sort of powder.
I thought it had just gone hard, stale and hard, which is why it's lasted so long.
Yes. Got weevil in it.
Neil Peters.
Peter! I've never done that before. So that's a new one.
Yeah. That's very good.
There we go.
Keep that in mind for next time.
Yeah.
Is it napalm in the morning?
Oh. Who is so clever?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, and we've got another one that suggests that it's the smell of success. It's from Vix.
Hello.
Says, that, good sir, is the smell of success.
Hmm.
Other people's always smell worse, don't they?
Yeah. Success smells of shit on other people.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Well, I feel better for that.
Yeah.
I feel better for its shortness.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think
really? Isn't it always better when we get a long one because it fills up more time and we don't have to think of anything?
No, well, I think this is going to be a slightly shorter podcast anyway this week.
So. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We've still got biscuits.
Yeah, oh, I've got a feeling in my waters.
All right.
Feeling in my waters. Well,
is that
look,
cystitis again?
From the look of you, you're carrying a bit of waters.
Yes.
Is that all water retention?
It is, yeah.
We stick a pin in you where you just go,
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like a camel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or whatever. Yeah. More of a cactus, I suppose.
Yeah.
No, I think we're right with camel facing back to what I went to school.
Your spikes showing.
Yeah, I'll sort it out later on.
Yeah.
I'll file it down with a file.
I'll at least put a blanket over it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know.
Yeah. We are going quite blanket crazy today at Martin's house.
It's all about the blankets today. And I'm loving it.
All the chairs have got blankets over the back, like anti-macassars.
Yeah, lovely soft pink strokey blanket we've got behind us here on the sofa.
And it's nothing to do with me trying to save a bit of money on the heating bills and wrapping myself up in it.
I'm loving the warm, comfy blanket I've got over the back of my chair. It's great.
Rickety chair.
It'd just be wasted on the rickety wicker chair.
It would be wasted on you, Thomas.
Here's a bit of Hessian.
Yeah.
bit of hairy string. Just put that on the back there.
Yeah.
So, stuff we've been watching on telly.
I was just going to say that. What's been entertaining you?
Well, what's been entertaining? I think since we've been the last podcast, I think we've been watching Father Brown, and that's gone now. But
that came and went very quickly.
What on earth was that? I've missed that altogether.
During the afternoon?
Yeah, sort of daytime telly slot.
Every so often they do like a little sort of 1 week drama series.
Yeah.
Right.
And I missed the Father Brown one, unfortunately.
Was it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, ten episodes. And Mark Thingy playing Mark Williams. Mark Williams, that's it, playing Father Brown.
Oh.
It wasn't great, but it was entertaining.
Yeah.
I think that's all we can say about it.
We texted each other quite a bit about it, but it's because it reminded me of Martin of watching BBC dramatisations of famous mysteries when we were kids, and so that was in the 80s.
The 80s, yeah, it will have been.
So BBC did things like Lord Peter Wimsey and Campy and all this, and they were never brilliant.
No.
Because we were just into mysteries, crime novels. Yeah. We just used to watch them, haven't we?
And back then, that was the best the BBC could do, because they did it on video quite often. It was a bit clunky at times, and everybody talked in that strange sort of way. You know, terribly good. Wah! It was slightly odd. This is exactly the same. They obviously didn't have any money to treat the video to make it look anything less like video. I think they must have had about two sets or something like that, and a steam train that they used occasionally.
Well, they got some quite good cast members in.
Oh,
guest
stars
and things.
And Michael Maloney hammed it up to the fucking roof in the one he was in.
He always fucking does.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
It's worth a watch for a giggle.
Yeah.
Because I'd never read any G.K. Chesterton.
No.
So I was looking on Wikipedia about sort of how the episodes matched up with his actual short stories. Yeah. And some were there and some weren't. And some were obviously made up, because there was one really weird one about radiation.
Oh, yes. Radioactive crockery.
A mindfucker with that.
We never probably found out why the crockery was radioactive. We just knew that there was a radioactive thing going on in the area.
Yeah.
Some crockery.
Wow. Were they going the CSI route of being able to, or the NCIS route of being able to track someone down because something had some radiation on it that was very specific to about 10 square yards of the world?
Yes. Yeah.
It was getting close.
Yes. It was Neem Cusack with it. Was it Neem Cusack? Too many Cusack sisters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was wandering around with a big gold Geiger counter. It was great.
Oh, that sounds good.
Whilst being generally offensive about everybody.
Yeah.
Puffed us.
Yeah. I thought the first one.
Yeah.
I think it was the first one. Yeah. This guy got murdered, and this guy had obviously been an arsehole. He'd been a bit of a flanderer and sort of used to gamble and nick money off folk. And his brother was a vicar and sort of knew all this. But at the point, he was right at the point where he saw his brother going into a shed to do something naughty to another bloke. That was the point where he thought, oh, well, that's the final straw. Now I'm going to kill him. So all the rest of it, fine.
Yeah.
But you can't be a poof.
And he threw something off the top of the church tower and killed him. But yeah, it was very odd. And
yeah, sorry if we spoiled that for you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to watch it.
No.
I don't think the DVD sells.
It's not going to see light of day again.
I think we've seen the fun out of that. But yeah, but the Father Brown is just incredibly... he just spends most of his time going, hey, I understand that you're homosexual, and I like you, and all this sort of stuff. And single mothers. They just dealt with all these sort of... taboo subjects of the sort of 1950s. with Father Brown just being kind of cool about
it. Is that actually when they were set in their books?
Well, I think it was after the war, wasn't it? So I'm assuming it must have been late 40s.
I got it in my head there. Oh, sorry, like 30s,
sorry.
So
oh, sorry, in the books, I didn't read the books.
But yeah, whatever. Anything else? Actually, we've been watching Ripper Street as well.
Yeah.
Yes, that continues
Ripper
to be good.
Street, say magnifique Ripper Street. Although that's that particular one was thanks to Colonel Hitch, because I said I was singing it to the theme tune of Pigeon Street,
yeah,
and he came up with that one as well. So. But yeah, there was a break last week while we had the BAFTAs, and back to it again this week. I think two more episodes to go.
Yeah. Going back to Mark Williams, we've been watching him in Blandings.
Yeah.
That's been quite entertaining, actually.
Yeah.
He quite enjoyed it.
Well, we were both saying last night, we watched the first episode and thought, it's all right, but nothing special. But it's definitely got better as it's gone on.
Yeah.
I preferred the first episode, actually.
Oh. Well, well.
It does feel like it's been made for children's television.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just keep getting the feeling that...
There is a very interesting piece on it in the most recent, but one, Private Eye.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Which is as sort of up itself as all the television criticism in Private Eye.
Yes.
But it's basically written by someone who's a big Woodhouse fan.
Yeah.
And therefore slates it. I've never read any Woodhouse.
Is it not particularly...
No, it's not particularly true to the shorts.
I've read a fair bit of his, but never any of those...
But as someone who actually likes... the general Woodhouse stuff I've seen, my main disappointment is just it's nowhere near as good as the Fry and Laurie Jeeves and Mustard.
I'm not sure. I think you're as well to try and discount that in your mind just because that was so good. I think everything's going to pale in comparison with it. So,
and I think that the characters in Jeeves and Wooster were so good that all the Woodhouse stuff, you find yourself going... Oh, I wish Bertie had turned up. So it was always going to be sort of a pale imitation.
Mm. It amazed me that he didn't do that, to be quite honest, because, I mean, they are in the same world, and so you do hear other characters mentioned. But they never talk about Bertie Wooster, which would be nice if they... But then again, who would you get to play Bertie Wooster now if it was to come into the TV version? He'll already just stagger in. Stubbly face.
Hello. But I have watched them all. Those must be lefties.
They are, but I don't think they are in any... I mean, because the thing about when I've read Woodhouse is that it is laugh out loud funny when you do make a fool of yourself on a train if you read them. Mm. And this isn't laugh out loud funny. It's not got it's not snappy as the books are. I mean, and again, as I say, I've not read Blandings or any of this sort of stuff. I've read a few of his other things outside of the world of Jeeves and Wooster, and they've been the same. That sort of just very silly, very very funny. But I don't quite know. It's, as I say, it feels like an episode of Woof. It feels like it's on a very low budget children's television. it almost feels as if they've just kind of went, oh, actually, this is too good for kids. Let's put it on later night.
I know. I'll see what you mean.
Yeah. The fact that he keeps crashing his car into the tree and that little that smoke comes out.
Yes.
that was a bit...
Yeah, it's a bit...
Really?
Yeah. It's a bit, again, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like all who were prepared to pay for that effect for something that they were then going to repeat every week anyway. That is really low budget. But I imagine the Americans will lap it up, so...
Yeah. It does look cheap as well. I think that that doesn't help. But it did amuse me that when I was watching Father Brown, going back to Father Brown, that watching it on the HD channel, that they did put the Father... put the Father Brown series out in a surround sound.
Ah.
Whoa.
where
just
stuff...
the kind of thing you really need it for.
Yeah. Whereas stuff like Merlin, they put out in stereo. You might want to hear a dragon flying past you, but you've actually got Father Brown mooching through a field in surround sound.
How the hell do they decide what they're going to say?
It's very random.
Yeah.
But very strange.
Well, that confuses me what they decided to put on HD. They seem so... And I know it just runs parallel.
Yeah.
They must shoot it in HD.
There's been things, especially when I've been catching up with stuff on the iPlayer, it's been very hit and miss, as some things have been HD and other things which you'd think would really benefit from it haven't been.
Yeah, I don't think a quiz show particularly benefits from being in HD.
Yeah, I think a lot of the studio facilities they're using now are all HD. I think nearly all BBC studios are HD. And I think most stuff is shot in HD now. I don't know if the news is, but assuming it is.
Well, they might as well these
days. Yeah, because it took Doctor Who long enough to do it, and the only reason they didn't do it because they were going to have to ramp up the standard of the special effects that the mill were producing. And it took more long. It took more longer to render them. God, this is boring.
Actually, talking about studios and Who and all the rest of it. I was telling Martin the other day what I was reading at the last drama to be filmed in the old television centre.
Is
going on at the moment. And it's the drama about the origins of Doctor Who.
Ah, right.
It seemed a bit fitting, really. TV centre, but that'll be it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the cast online and just comparing pictures of them with the people that they're playing. It's absolutely fantastic.
Why, who have they got then?
There's some lass that's in called the midwife and a bloke I vaguely recognise, and that guy that played Filch, is it Filch?
Yeah.
Filch. Oh, yeah. He's being William Hartnell, isn't he?
They've got some really good looky likeys, which I know isn't sort of necessary. You know, it's not essential for the kind of drama, but it's always nice.
No, but it helps.
And the girl that's playing Caroline Ford is just eerily similar.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. But I'm really looking forward to that.
When's it due to be on?
It'll be on around November time.
Yeah.
It's going to be on BBC Two.
It is, because there's going to be an entire sort of season, isn't there, around Doctor Who, for that around that time.
So. Yeah. Oddly, they were a big sort of BBC push for all the newly commissioned shows.
Yeah.
And apart from the fact that they were saying, there'll be a Christmas Who, there was no mention at all of a new series.
No, well, the old Gatiss, and not Gatiss, Moffat keeps it under his hat.
Yeah.
Because they did it during, when they were, the last series of Sherlock. People were saying, we haven't heard about a recommissioning. We all knew that there would be a recommissioning because it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And it got to the very end of the last episode of the last series of Sherlock. And he tweeted, "Of course, we've got a new series." the fact that we haven't heard anything doesn't mean anything.
That's true. That's one of the good things about the Moff, is he's a big lying bastard.
He is. We shall see.
But we've got a new series starting in March 30th, I think. Yeah. That is Easter Saturday. And that'll be run for 7 or 8 episodes.
Yeah.
And then an anniversary one in November, I assume, and then a Christmas one, and God knows what after that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wow.
We shall see.
For a Who fan, it's an exciting year.
Yeah. And I think I sent you a copy of the lyingest article I'd ever seen. And it was, I think it was titled something like Doctor Who Movie to Happen or something. And you actually go into look at the article, and it goes, and it's Stephen Moffat not discounting the idea of a future. Cheeky cunts.
I don't remember getting that.
I remember. I think I texted it to you once, and I think you read it and replied in.
Oh, a while back.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No, I thought you meant last week or so.
No.
Fair enough. That's well gone from my memory.
Big cunty cunt.
I don't know whether we finished talking about telly, but whether we have or we haven't,
carry on.
If you're watching anything at the moment, just watch Charlie Brooker's Weekly Wipe, because it is the best thing on television at the moment.
Ah, yeah, been watching it, although awesome. Missed the first episode because just forgot it was on, and iPlayer in its fucking only keeping things for a bloody week antics.
Yeah. Yeah, unless they're lame. If they're lame, you can watch the entire series.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're good, no.
They only hang on to for a bloody week. Mm. Wankers.
Yeah, I missed the first one because I didn't know it was on.
I didn't.
No.
But I enjoyed what I watched.
Mm. Yes, it's been very good so far.
I didn't like... The only bit of it I didn't like was when they got... Bob Mortimer and some woman on to talk about television. Mm. And it looked like they crammed them onto one chair. Yeah. And they looked really uncomfortable, and it was a really awkward little section, which was a bit weird. But the rest of it was fantastic.
But it was also a very short section.
sit in this one chair on each other's lap and just talk about this thing. Bye-bye. But yeah, I shall watch. I think this week's has gone on now onto the iPlayer. So I shall watch it at the pub this evening.
Richard Herring on this week's.
Yes, he was.
Yes,
we watched it last night.
Mm-hmm. Haggard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, whoring himself again on television. Whoring himself for split seconds on television.
Yes, him and Tony Law are the guests on this one.
Tony Law. No. He's a strange man. In a nice way.
Can you get like really, really thin, flat, like bear trap kind of things?
I don't know why.
Because I really resent, you know, the odd occasions when it does snow.
Yeah.
That all the kids coming down from the school past my house, they sort of like make snowballs from the snow that's on my wall.
That's your snow. That's not their snow.
Too fucking right. And if you had like nice little traps, as soon as they went to like. Cut their fecking little hands off. That'd lie.
I mean, you could also poo in a plastic bag and distribute it through the throughout the snow on your wall. Just push it in and cover over the holes. And then when they scoop up a big handful of snow to make snowballs, they'll get shitty fingers.
Yeah.
Or you could just get up early and scrape the snow off the wall into a Tupperware container and put it in your freezer.
Yeah. Yep. Whilst growling at anyone that comes near.
You can save it for summer then, and then in summer you just throw snowballs at them.
I did get a couple of snowballs thrown at me by my young urchin types. I always like that. It makes me feel sort of slightly Victorian. I don't know, you should have a top hat.
Maybe a cane that you could shake.
You need one of those collapsible opera hats so you can just keep it in your bag at all times when it's snowy and just pop it out as the need arises.
Come back here, rapscallion, I know what slum you live in.
So it's slightly battered as well and gone in at one side.
Preferably maybe with the top just sort of slightly flapping off a little bit.
Like a bit beaten.
And when you get angry, steam can come out of the top of it.
See, that's what someone needs to invent, is a tiny little smoke generator that you can fit on the inside of a hat with a flappy up top so you can look like you've got steam coming out.
I am gonna...
Little button down your sleeve that you can...
Probably it's just going to encourage them more, is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a public service then, isn't it?
Yeah. That's three options for you.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, that gives me plenty to think about.
It does indeed.
Yeah, but now we've got all this fucking... sun stuff. Yeah. I was going to have any more snow, are we?
Yeah, there's a little bit still up on the moors by Rishworth. You want to get yourself up there, just have a little stomp round in the patches that are left in the hollows.
Invent a contraption, haul my ass up to where there's snow and hang around waiting for passing urchins.
That's the only problem. You don't really get any urchins up here. It's just sort of hikers and mountain bikers.
Stand at the end of a road all summer in a top hat, just going waiting.
Tapping your cane impatiently on the floor.
Oh, God. Kate Kane, you just reminded me. For some reason, I have got back into watching Bargain Hunt after after years. It's been possibly a decade since I last watched it.
God, I can't remember the last time I watched
When we used to live together, we used to watch it quite religiously. Yeah. But I don't know, I just watched some... I'll tell you what it was. There was some sport on, and it finished early, and they stuck on an antiquity programme. And I thought, oh, I could watch another one of them. And just found Bargain Hunt on iPlayer. And I've watched it every day since. And it's still a shit. But I'm just watching it. It's just
why would you watch that when you could see Divorce Court or Cheaters with Joey Greco?
I don't know what any of those things are.
Why would you want to... Cheaters is this American show where someone comes on going, I think my boyfriend is cheating on me. And then they send out like a detective to like follow him and chase shit them. And film. Not that sort of cheating, no. and then they come back, go, yeah, look, he's been nobbing this with a girl. And then they film the...
insertion?
No, the confrontation.
Oh, right,
with,
I see.
With
see.
Her going, you fucking bastard, you hate... Oh. And it's quite funny.
Well, there you go.
Does sound a bit of a giggle.
It is, actually, yeah. Because you just think, oh, you gullible bitch. All your mates have been telling you what a knobber he is. And you didn't listen.
What's it on then? Five or...
No, it's on five. Really.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Wow. So really.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even watch live television anyway. So I would never have found something like that on an obscure channel.
Obviously, you know, it's not Dog the Bounty Hunter, but still.
No, but then so few things are.
Dog
the Bounty Hunter. I watched that all afternoon once. Yeah. And I just love the way sort of they pray. And then it's all about, well, I've taken you in and I'm making quite a lot of money from taking you in. But I've saved your soul.
Yeah, it's nauseatingly redemptive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the people in the back of his car, they're kind of going, are you happy now you've actually been caught? Yeah. I'm going to take you in to serve 200 years being bummed in the most rough prison in America. But
praise Jesus.
But you're saved. Well, thank you very fucking much.
Yeah.
Yes. God will heal your tattered anus in heaven.
Yes.
That's what God does.
Yep.
He's got some magic cream.
Yeah.
That's why the Pope is such a rapist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the higher up it really higher up it gets, the rapier they get. So God is the ultimate rapist.
Yep.
Yep.
He does everybody in the sleep.
Yeah.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? If you were God, you'd be everywhere.
Maybe he just sort of rapes everyone, but with like a solid stick of Savlon or something.
Well, that could be. Like a prick stick.
He can, like sort of tap the end of it and his winky turns into Savlon.
Yeah.
And it jizzes. Can that be the title of today's podcast?
And it jizzes Preparation H.
Exactly. Yeah. God's jizz is germaline.
Mum, where's the germaline? It's up here. God's up you now.
Well, yes, why don't you pray for it, Johnny?
Hello, little boy.
Soothing. None of us are.
Maybe it's germaline.
So, going back to Bargain Hunt, who have they got any of the old experts on it still, or are they all new people? I wouldn't know.
One or two that I recognise.
Yeah.
As we said a few podcasts back, sadly, David Barbie had died.
Yes.
There's a weird guy that just looks like him, only about 30 years younger, so I don't know whether he's a reincarnation.
Ooh. Oh, I know the guy.
I can't remember what he's called.
Yeah,
His mannerisms and his voice are the same as well.
I used to think he was somehow related, but then I found out he's not. But yes, I know
one
the
of those
guy.
Weird coincidences. Philip Serrell is occasionally on it.
Yeah.
On occasionally on it as an auctioneer as well. Actually, I'll tell you the real reason I started watching it is because the woman that we'd done this antiques program was, I think, called Catherine Southern. She's quite saucy.
I know the one you mean.
So that's why I've been... Today. And Kate Bliss.
I was just about to say, more or less
Nate
saucy
Oldcock.
Than Kate loves cock and Bliss.
The respect we used to give to that woman, used to call her Kate loves cock and Kate wants cock.
Kate wants cock, I remember Kate
both
wants
both incredibly witty things.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Big and clever.
I can tell both of you had a university education.
Along with Soapy Aldred.
Soapy.
Nice.
Can you believe she's 50 now?
Blimey.
Yeah.
Still looks great, though. I've been watching the latest Brian Cox Wonders of X.
No, I haven't actually. No. It's been good.
It has. I don't know whether it's finished. There's been three, and they did seem to wind it up at the end of the last one. But I just like the way it's no holds barred science. Somebody after the first one actually was saying, "Well, it's all very nice watching this program about animals and life and stuff, but there's a bit too much physics in." And I was like, "Well, that's because he's a physicist.
Yeah.
What do you expect? Not fucking Attenborough." But I just love the way that, you know, almost every 5 minutes during the show, they could just flash up on the screen, creationists are fucktards. Because that's just generally the impression I get from it.
Yeah.
There's a huge contempt for anything that doesn't agree with scientific viewpoint.
Yeah, quite right, too.
Yeah. Science is best.
Yeah, I nearly leapt in there and went, yes, I've been watching it, because I thought you were going to say the new Brian Cox comedy series that's on at the moment. Well, it's not a comedy, it's a comedy drama.
Oh, and I was just about to say, what, are you? And then, yes, I'd heard tell of it in the Metro or some such.
Bob Servant Independent, it's called.
Is it any good?
It's very, very funny, yeah, you should watch it. It was based on the one they did on the radio. And
I didn't listen to
that.
Quite
good. Yes, you should watch it. I don't know if they're just showing on BBC Scotland and or what.
Oh, is it not on the? Is it not on the broadcast telly down here?
Because I kind of lose track now because I know the Limmy's show they didn't show on on national telly, which really pissed me off beyond pissing off.
Especially given that they then did their only keep episode for a week antics with it again.
That's it,
so
that's
it was difficult to actually catch all of it if you forgot.
Very annoying.
Weird. Why do we still have regional things like that?
I don't know. It's very regressive, isn't it?
Well, at the moment, there's a snooker tournament on that's only being shown in Wales.
What?
Well, it's the Welsh Open, but...
Yeah.
But still...
You can see it online.
You thought English snooker fans would still want to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a ranking tournament, of which there aren't many in the year.
Yeah.
And they show it over the net on the BBC website. But just,
very odd.
I mean, the excuse they gave about Limmy was that he's got quite a strong Glaswegian accent, which is
for fuck's
sake. But the fact we can understand different accents,
I mean, it's like it's not the 50s where everyone has to speak RP.
How is that an excuse when they showed Rhapsody Nesbitt for years?
Exactly,
which were exaggeratedly thick Glaswegian accents.
Exactly. BBC, I don't know what the bloody matter with them is. But you can get on DVD. If you want to get on DVD, both series are out now. And he didn't give me any money to tell you that.
Good to know, though.
Should do. Yeah, and there won't be any more.
Oh, really?
Because I think they only did two series and then the BBC have cancelled it now, I think.
Yeah, arseholes.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt saying, well, we've looked at the viewing figures and you're just hardly getting anyone watching
it. That's it. The fact that everybody,
literally no one in England watched it at all when it was on.
Yeah, the BBC are weird in the way that they even report their own things. I was saying to Martin months back, because we've had the last of Merlin now, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
But when they were announcing the fact that this was the last series, they didn't sort of say, this is the last series of Merlin. Even on the BBC's own website, they had it as Merlin axed. And when you when you actually read the story, it wasn't axed at all. No. They just decided... this is the one we're going to wind it all up in.
The writers
have to finish sooner or later.
Yeah, the writers said, well, we've taken this as far as we can go, and let's finish it. And there it went.
Yeah.
Never mind, eh?
You get some odd headlines on the BBC when you say it. Tends to be what I do in the morning when I'm coming round, is I just have a poodle on my phone.
Because this, I mean, this is
and
the
then read the BBC news afterwards.
Ooh, rudery. So we also this is the last series of Being Human that's on now as well.
Is it? Have they confirmed that?
Yeah, which is sad because I'm just I really like the new characters. I think they've really bedded in quite well. And it feels more like it did at the beginning.
Well, that's it. Now they swapped the characters around. I'd have thought they could have a couple more series out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Being Human it exists in my head as a potential little treat for some point in the future because I've never seen an episode.
It's very good.
But I've never heard anything other than good things are said about it.
You should get hold of it and watch it all.
It's an example of what you can do with very little money. It sounds stupid, but it's just very good writing and very good storylines.
I tell you what we've been watching. Utopia.
Oh.
Ah, yes, that's been good. Have you two been watching that?
No. Because somebody said Utopia. I thought they were talking about the Doctor Who episode.
No,
I never bothered a bit with it.
Loads of people watching that episode every week.
The crazy thing about telly is that there's stuff other than Doctor Who on.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
That's fucking strange.
Say what?
What's it about then? Go on, tell me.
No.
It's sort of you start off not really knowing what it's about. It seems to be based around a bunch of people who are fans of this graphic novel, and there's various nefarious goings on, and people get killed and stuff, and it's one of those things where you sort of gradually find out what's going on as it goes along.
Fair enough. I might give that a try.
It is good, and it being on, it's on one of the fours, isn't it?
Yes, it's
you can probably be able to catch it all up on 4OD.
So it might have a chance of getting a second series then, unlike what was the other thing? The Fades.
Oh, yeah.
Which they cancelled after one series, and then it won a BAFTA, and they still cancelled it. It was
dozy assholes.
What's the fucking matter with them? Why are they so stupid? It is beyond me.
Yeah,
it was such a. I wanted to see more of that series. I thought
I'd have watched another series.
Yeah. It never ended properly. It was ready to go into the next series, you know. And of course, didn't give it one. Stupid sods. They should be shot in the face with tits.
Yep.
Don't know why tits, but that's the first thing that came to mind then, which is unusual for me.
Well, have you got tits on the forefront of your brain?
I don't know. Oh, of course, the good thing about the new series of Being Human is, guess who's playing the villain in this series?
Yeah.
Phil Davis, again.
him off of everything.
Yeah,
but he's good in everything.
Yeah. They're obviously, he's definitely been categorised as a safe pair of hands for stuff.
Yeah, he seems to be in a lot of first episodes of things. And I think he was in Ripper Street, at least the second or third episode of that, I can't remember, but... But yeah, it's pretty much, if you sit down to watch anything about anything, there will be.
Yeah, it'll turn up sooner or
later.
It'll
be in the news next, they'll be just like turning up.
And just reading the old bulletin.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Or sort of strolling in the background and looking and tilting. Hello.
Hello. This is the news. But my God, he's doing very... It's a bit like David Ryle used to be. Do you remember David Ryle?
Yeah.
I can't think who he is.
Oh, you'll know him to look at him. And he was pretty much in... For a while, he was in everything. I mean, if you switched on television and there was a new comedy series, that'd be David Ryle. He was in a Morse, I think. He played a...
Definitely in a Morse.
Yeah, Achilles driving instructor. And the first series of Good Night, Sweetheart.
Yeah. How do you spell his surname? I want to look him up.
R-Y-A-L. As soon as you see his face, you'll go, oh, yeah, him. He's been everything, him.
Here we go.
Ooh, the anticipation.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah,
there you go, you see.
Martin.
What?
Are we having biscuits?
I think we should have more coffee.
Oh, yes.
While I get some more coffee out to... I think there's a little dribble left in the bottom of there. I think Andy or Tom, you should sing a little song while I go and get some. Get some coffee.
Sing a little song.
We're not trusted to just talk.
No, apparently not. No.
Keep us occupied whilst Daddy goes to make
sing
coffee.
Sing a fucking song.
Not very good at lyrics.
No. But then again, neither's Martin, and that never stops him.
I can't do that first thing out of my brain kind of thing.
Yeah. You've got too effective a shit filter in your mind.
Oh, that'll be fine, thank you. Yeah, excellent, I don't have coffee.
Oh, give us a little.
Yeah, I need about a month's preparation to do a song.
It's our babes.
So it can go through about three drafts of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And, brain fuck.
You might as well stop there, because I'm going to have to make...
I'm
going to
make
Lisa
some tea.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm alright.
Mm.
No, I'm alright.
Wow. I'm going to fiddle with Martin's tablet, see if I can find all the naughties that he's obviously stashed on it.
Naughties.
It's got to be full of naughties, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's all this? Where's the... I'm looking for the folder called naughties.
We don't pause or anything, do we, if we're having a...
No, you can carry on, because I need to get it out today.
You're not? Blimey.
I've got busy shit to do. Busy shit for the Megapuddy to do.
Busy shit?
Busy shit, yeah.
Blimey.
Well, actually, it's not,
because
I've got busy shit tomorrow to do.
You might want to cut this chunk out.
So, and for other shit, so that's going on at
the... Well, this isn't very interesting. I'm having a nosy around Martin's tablet. There doesn't seem to be any naughties on it at all.
Oh. I'm looking in the wrong place.
Where's the fun in that?
I'm 40 years old.
No excuse.
Blimey. Well, exactly. You should need more assistance.
Surely you'll just have old age pulled. Like older people.
I got some of that.
Yeah.
You got some. You got some of everything. You are, and I don't mean this in a choir boy's way, but you do have Catholic tastes as regards the naughty pictures.
I like not to discriminate.
Oh, absolutely. That wasn't a criticism.
No, I
have to say that U-Porn and Red Tomb.
They
you're not required to download.
They're all you need these days, especially you know. This is really, I think, where your 7-inch tablets are going to win over the 10-inch ones. It's just right, isn't it? I'm just sat here imagining.
That's it.
There we go.
You're imagining you can put your hand further down.
I'm doing the hand gesture.
Yeah, I'm just getting in a position, thinking, that'd work nicely.
The great thing about it is you can just sort of balance it on your belly, and you can't see your own cock.
But I mean, does that put you off?
Oh, it does.
Surely as a more cock orientated porn consumer, would that not help, or does your own
not
just
not
put
my
you off
own?
Anyway?
No,
yeah.
But surely you also it can't
like
see
William
your
Hague.
Own hand on your own cock.
Exactly.
You could more.
It feels like the internet is doing it for me.
Someone else's hand.
Ah, now that's that's something you could have a get a film of just the hand of someone, you know, someone of your own preference.
Yeah.
So you could just sort of hold it over it so it, and then go in time.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
They should
and
have
again,
a,
that would be just right for that.
They just need a 6-foot tablet just to sit by your bed. Right, are we ready for the
Biscuit Review? It's the Biscuit Review.
All together now.
Biscuit Review. It's the Biscuit Review.
In falsetto.
Biscuit Review. It's the Biscuit Review.
And down low.
La, 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 la.
Oh, that's the best one of those we've ever done.
Good direction. Yeah. Now, these are fancy fucking biscuits we've got this week. I feel like I'm in some poncy coffee shop.
Mm. These are Lotus biscuits, I believe. Mm. That's that.
Lotus caramel biscuits. Nom, nom, nom.
Ooh, la, la.
They're very pleasingly crisp and crunchy.
They are.
And these are the biscuits that you usually get quite... They're usually a bit smaller.
Mm.
And in the packets. And they're giving to you in, like, hairdressers and things like that.
Mm. Coffee shops.
Or coffee shops if you go to those places. Yeah.
Not all of them, though.
No.
Mm.
No.
Nice.
I always feel uncomfortable in coffee shops. I always feel as if I shouldn't be there.
Really?
Yeah. They're not for the likes of me.
they're not actually posh.
Just Cafe Nero and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really understand what's going on. I know.
I think broadly speaking, people are drinking hot drinks.
Mm.
And if I maybe eating a bit of cake.
I know if I ask for an Americano with milk, that'll be just a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that, but why they don't just call that just a coffee?
Well, because they've always got to have their poncy names just to make it sound specialer.
Anyway, the biscuits are they're crispy. There's
biscuits.
I only grab one.
Numb.
Can I have the tin, please?
Yeah, slightly cinnamony.
Yeah, a bit.
Ears.
Nice and Moorish, these. I like them.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to have some more.
Mm. Me too. They were numb.
I gave Dylan a little bit just to keep him quiet.
He'll be very good today.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It's because I'm driving and I fucking rock. So Dylan's been really quiet.
And then you're sitting there thinking, nah, Tom doesn't need any help fucking this up.
A very astute hound.
So what are you all doing later today, then?
Well, you know, I'll go home. I might actually go home via a hill.
Oh.
Just to see if we can get up high and get some snow.
No.
All right.
Take snow home. Make a little snowman.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Aww.
But, you know, that sounds like a good idea to do.
That sounds a sexy thing to do.
Yeah. Spend the day.
We've got someone's birthday due to go to later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Over in Manchester.
Manchester.
Yeah. What about you? What are you doing?
I don't know. I've got a big bowl of stew bubbling away.
Ooh.
Nice.
And,
oh, yeah, we had a fantastic stew stew evening.
We did. And sadly, I usually, when it gets to the end, it's really thick and gloopy. I add more water into it and it becomes quite nice. And but I forgot this time because I was drunk. I just gave Tom like this big bowl of starch.
It was great.
That sounds nice.
I don't want to say it was great just because we had been drinking reasonably heavily and therefore I would have eaten anything.
Yeah.
It tasted fantastic and it was in a massive Yorkshire pudding. I mean, anything's made better by being slung into a big Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was when we watched the fantastic Mega Piranha.
A Mega Piranha.
Mega Piranha.
Oh, that was a fantastic film. Yeah. You have to get a copy of it.
I can quite honestly say that Tiffany off of the 80s acting was the best thing in it.
It was.
Wow.
Awesome. And there was a guy who played the dad in the Brady Bunch, did quite a good job, but he just did a lot of talking into a phone while standing in different places.
Wow.
I don't think I'm going to have to find more films by this. I'm not prepared to pay more than a quid for any of them.
No.
But a quid gets you a good entertaining hour and a half laughing at a very low budget movie.
That's not bad, is it? Because, for a pound.
Because usually in these films, you know, I know we were a bit drunk when we were watching it, but usually it wears off, doesn't it? The sort of the fact that you're watching a bad film, it just kind of the novelty wears off quite quickly.
Yeah.
Not with this one. And certainly not with that one, and certainly not with the Sherlock Holmes one we had before, made by the same people. They really know how to make a shit film that just keeps on entertaining you to the end.
Wow. He keeps on shitting.
I'm just thinking back to the way that the plot had them try and destroy these piranhas with a nuclear bomb. Halfway through, that failed. It's quality writing.
Wow.
And the guy in the lab, they went into a lab and it looked like they had like two pieces of glassware and a microscope. And there was this guy swilling something round and thing, looking at it going, no, this isn't going to work. And then just going, we don't know what.
Oh, that sounds ace.
I sort of feel like that we've almost been duped. This must be what they want people to do with their films.
I can only imagine. But we
just watch them ironically.
We watch the on the DVD. There's the making of as well, which is fantastic.
Oh yeah,
and they take it very seriously. And they're talking about how they did the special effects, which were
spectral.
We watched Snakes on a Plane the other week.
Apparently, that's quite good up here.
No,
I was
really
a bit disappointed
wasn't.
By it, actually. Yeah. I was hoping it would be a sort of silly romp kind of thing, and it was just a bit.
I really heard nothing but bad things about it.
Yeah.
It
not even
been,
in a,
it could have been stupidly good. But it was just a bit lame in the end.
Oh, really?
Very disappointing.
Just a bit stupid.
Stupid. Well, talking about stupidly good, I was watching Demolition Man again the other day, which
I've not watched
for when I think I may have seen it at the cinema when it came out, and I hated it at the time, because I was really annoyed that. I was really annoyed that I'm going to have to cut this bit out because I can't fucking remember anything. Just say.
Nigel Hawthorne.
That's it. I was a bit upset that Nigel Hawthorne for some reason didn't win, but now I'm watching it. And then I watched it again later on and I really enjoyed it. And I was more on the side of Wesley Snipes' character because the world that they were living was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was.
And I never worked out what the three seashells thing was. I can just imagine that he's like scoops the shit out with them.
I was trying to see if Love Film, is that what it's called?
Ooh.
Love Film.
That's what Love Film is.
Because I gave up on Netflix and went to Love Film.
Yeah,
all right.
Just because they'd seem to have taken over the rights to do all the Morses, which is really tragic that's what I use it for mainly. But I thought, I wonder if they've got all the Yes Minister stuff. So I just typed in Nigel Hawthorne, and it only came up with one match, which just looks like this really weird sort of early mid-80s film.
Yeah.
Never heard of, but I am so going to watch it. In fact, I might even watch that tonight.
Can you remember what it was called?
Sadly not. I will report back.
Good name.
Yeah.
But if you've got Love Film, then obviously do the same and you'll find it. Because there'll be a few other people I recognised in, nice actors, so I thought, could be interesting. So we'll let you know.
With your fancy telly, do you get UK Gold and have you watched the new...
Yes, I have. I try not to talk about it because I find it really depressing. Oh,
yes, that's as I expected it would be.
I've not tried too hard to find where I can see an episode. But let me say, I've seen some clips, and the clips I didn't mind. But I just think it's going to be a bit too...
I just object to it in principle. Yeah, there's no need for it.
Because they don't work in the... You know, Anton Jay, when they were writing and the Fleeny, whatever it was called. I can't remember. Jonathan Lynn, that was it. Not Fleeny. They'd sort of worked around Whitehall at the time, and they sort of understood the system as it was back then.
Yeah.
And the system is so different now. And it it just jars, and it feels like your granddad's trying to do a little, do his funky stuff on the dance floor, and his hip comes out. But
to be fair to them, yeah. I don't think within individual departments the system is that different. All we see is far more of the stuff between that and us.
Yeah, well, I think
which has just expanded.
That's it. Yeah, and I think they were talking about GPC cards, which is a very boring thing of government, which are the credit cards that departments use for paying for stuff.
Mm. Yeah,
and they're going, oh yes, of course, people are paying for it for their like ponies for their children, and they go, that doesn't happen. those things are so fucking tightly controlled.
Yeah.
Even at the highest level, you cannot spend it on anything fun. Yeah. Nobody pays for lunches anymore. Yeah. Nothing like that. You know, ministers do their own fucking stuff. So yeah, it's all a bit excruciating. It's all a bit sort of slightly out of date.
The problem, as far as I see it, is that the whole reason they're doing a new series, or have done a new series, because of the success of the stage show. But people went to see the stage show, but in a sort of nice, nostalgic kind of way.
Yeah.
Not because it's as good and cutting edge as the thick of it. It reminded them of bygone days.
And it does feel like watching an episode of Yes, Prime Minister from an alternate reality. It doesn't feel...
Why keep the character names the same? No, I don't get that.
No, I didn't understand that. It was...
Because they're not those people.
No. And Henry Goodman desperately trying to do Nigel Hawthorne and not really managing to pull it off. He's doing the big eyes thing and the surprise thing. But
I'd have rather have seen Simon Williams, because I'm sure he did it on the stage production on one of the tour.
Well, Michael Fenton Stevens is touring now with it. He's playing Hacker. But yeah, I don't understand it. But, you know, people are enjoying it. That's the thing. And who am I to... Who am I?
Well, don't be like that. It's perfectly bollocks to other people are enjoying it. Yeah. That's not the point.
No.
People enjoy all sorts of shit that should still be banned.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah exactly.
Oh,
it's a slippery slope when you start trying to give things a pass just because people enjoy it.
That was a very yes minister phrase. Yeah, it's a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
Did either of you see the tweet I sent out the other day about Mrs. Brown's Boys?
No. What was it?
Doctor Who magazine always puts up the Christmas listing charts, and when they tot up everything, Mrs. Brown's Boys was the single most watched programme of the entire Christmas week.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I just felt like emigrating.
I don't get it. I never will do.
It's at times like this that I think it's a shame that we're no longer under the threat of imminent nuclear war.
You never know. China's growing.
Happy days. Oh, perhaps Korea can point a rocket towards us. Yeah. I don't mind.
Oh, it'd be no worse than we deserve if that's our way.
Well, this is the weird thing about it. I'm more offended that that's on the BBC than if it was on ITV. I would have just ignored it.
Oh, yeah. You can just... You expect it from them, don't you?
But because some of my money's gone into making that, not much. Of course,
a penny,
not 0.01 pence, but yeah. But the fact that anything that's come out of my bank account has helped that biggie,
bank account,
it's my East End account.
Oh,
bank account. Nah, I'm not going to edit this. This is because, frankly, people are going to hear me fucking up on the Megapod, so they might as well get used to it now.
Mm.
Yeah,
break them, ease them in gently.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to be so well prepared and rehearsed for this Megapod. Yeah.
Well,
you will marvel at it.
You know what I'm going to do this time that I did last time?
Go insane?
Yeah, I'm not going to be up until 4 a.m. trying to fix a computer before the day.
Don't do that.
Well, you hope.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get 3 hours sleep-ish, wake up, have 2 slices of toast, and just have and then smoke and drink coffee all day to keep myself going.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
Get ready in advance and then just don't touch it.
I think I'm going to go and have a nice breakfast somewhere.
And then
come back to mine for noon and...
I'm going to have porridge.
Do the do.
You're going to have porridge,
porridge, yeah.
A nice bit of porridge.
Porridge. Good breakfast porridge.
That's it.
I don't know. I reckon a fry-up would set you up better.
Yeah.
I always think a fry-up sets you up better for all.
Yeah, I'll tell that just by looking at you.
Yeah. And of course, this time we're going to make sure we start drinking earlier as well.
I think that's essential.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, I think last time we thought it would make it worse if we didn't, if we drank early. Yeah. But we think, I think it would actually make it better.
For us or the listeners?
Yeah. For us personally.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. So I think, you know, some nice beers, maybe not the strongest beer, we'll just keep, you know, keep chugging along.
Yeah. Chug, chug, chug. Of cooking beer and...
Yeah, so do they still sell Dale's Arse?
Beer Dale's Arse?
Yeah.
I'll have to have a look. I don't know, where did we get it from?
I can't remember. Was it a Lidl one? No, it wouldn't have been Lidl, I think.
Oh, I'll troll around. Yeah. If we can find any beers anywhere in supermarkets that aren't full of horse, then we'll buy some and drink them.
I've heard that Perlenbacher beer is quite good. That Lidl's own brand, but Perlenbacher.
Right.
Apparently that's maybe premium strength, and it's like £4 for five or something.
Ooh.
And it's in big bottles.
Well, I'm sure we'll be well prepared.
Anyway, make sure you're all bring your own booze this time. Because last time I brought what I thought loads of bottles of beer.
Yeah.
And after the podcast, I had one bottle of beer and then they'd all gone.
Oh.
And he was like, oh.
Yeah, but your mum turned up with more beer.
Yeah, but we never got into that because I think, well, at that point, I was ready to
collapse. We did at some point later.
Yeah.
Because I remember standing up and nearly falling over, and then you rushed in to give me an infusion of chips or something. You went up to the fish and chip shop to give me some chips. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any beer because your mum brought us some tea bags so I could have a cup.
That was
of
it,
tea.
Yeah. Because I was so unprepared, I didn't even have tea. So that was it, because I'd not been able to get out of the house because I was too busy trying to fix it.
It's amazing to think back that we'd ever be in a situation where we didn't have tea.
Yeah.
I'd taken the previous day off as well, and I spent the entire previous day just working on that fucking computer. And it eventually worked at 4 a.m.
Woo.
And we were able to go and broadcast or narrowcast or whatever the fuck it is. But anyway, yes, so that's 15th of March again this time.
Yeah. What was that? 15th of March?
15th of March. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Megapoddy 2.
Megapoddy. Book the days off work.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Well, with that advertisement for what's coming next, that would be a reasonable time to call
off.
It a day.
Yeah, let's fuck off.
We've done loads. And it gives people that little sort of thing in their minds that will keep them going. Like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait for the 15th.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it, yeah. Until we plug it in the mini podcast.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Well, for this podcast, number 110.
Yeah.
From all of us here.
Bye-bye! That was the Gentleman's Review podcast, presented by Martin Wolfenden, Andrew Wilson, Tom Stringfellow and Lisa Goddard. It was a TGR Media production for the internet. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com.